Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Ah, good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us, our monthly astrology show that some of you have already been emailing me and saying, where's the astrology show this month? Well, here it is with my excellent co-host, Joe Anthony. If you're not familiar with Joe's work, get over to planetswithin.com. There's a live link right here and check it out. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning.
How'd you survive all the chemtrails this weekend?
Oh, it's disheartening more than anything else, especially when they're doing them right around these powerful lunar eclipses and solar eclipses and new moons, full moons, and they know it. And they're trying to block something out, as I've been saying to you and your audience. It's just disheartening. That's what it really is. You look outside and you see all hundreds of chemtrails, and it's like, what the hell?
Well, what I found is I talked to some of my friends because, it's the first time I actually am, like, my eyes were burning from the chemtrails. Mm. And I started feeling very tired, and when I talked to some of my friends who live here, too, they couldn't explain how they felt, but they knew that all of a sudden they were just so tired, like they just had to get home and go to sleep.
Yeah, and that's the feeling up here in Sedona as well. Edward Snowden revealed that the chemtrails and the HARP were being used for frequency manipulation. And something interesting has been happening the last week that I have noticed because I'm, a little bit more in tune than the average person. If you're aware and awake, you get to see and sense what's going on. You know, as we know, everything is frequency and light and sound. In the last week or so, I've just been hearing this high-pitched frequency. Now, I know it's not my place or the Wi-Fi or anything like that because I turn it off, I go outside, and I still hear it. Uh-huh. And it just started about a week ago. And so whatever is going on with the chemtrails or the Earth's movement, the magnetic fields are shifting, the sun, whatever it is, it's changing the frequency. Because I'm hearing that high-pitched squeal.
Right.
You know?
Right. I remember. I'm trying to think of the name of that newscaster years ago that they found, running crazy in the desert screaming, Kenneth, what is the frequency? That's all he just kept saying over and over again. And what is the frequency is a good question. But, there are the resonance of the Earth seems to be doubling, according to the Schumann frequency, which could be what you're picking up. But I do remember once being in Sedona, actually we were at on Airport Mesa. I was there with my sister, and we looked up because we both heard this very loud screeching frequency, but we couldn't see anything. But, it went on forever. We both thought we were imagining it till we both realized we were both hearing it. So maybe you got some weird stuff going on in Sedona, too.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit because this place we know is filled with some sort of higher vibrational energy. Maybe it's from the iron oxide in the soil, and maybe it's from the underground crystals. I don't know. But there's definitely an amplification of energies here. And so maybe I'm just picking up that frequency. Even a few of my friends nearby who are also intuitives said, yeah, I feel different or I'm hearing something from time to time that doesn't sound right. And so I'm sure your listeners are well aware of Kymatic, where they, that YouTube video where they put sand on an iron plate and they electrify the plate with different frequencies and all of a sudden these formations occur. I mean, this is what the entire universe is made up of, sound and light. And so it makes sense that we seem to be going through some change and we're feeling these physical changes.
Right. Well, I told you I had that pressure in the back of my head starting at 4 this morning. And it's still, you know, it's still there. It's not as bad as it was, but it was like a pressure and an ache that, you know, I had to get up and put some ice on my head at 4 a.m. I was like, what the hell is this? Now, you sent me that article off the eventchronicle.com about the Schumann frequencies, and I listened to the sound of the earth. And I found the article very interesting because the frequency is much higher than it normally is.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, when I was meditating a few years ago, I kept seeing the image of the sun. And so whatever is going on, it has to do with the sun's frequency, because the sun has been acting very erratic. Solar flares, then it's quiet and dormant for 2 weeks. Then there's another massive hole that's discovered on the sun itself. So something is causing it. And now, just a couple of days ago, the SOHO satellites, there's a video circulating that was caught. One of these amateur astronomers saw that there's two huge UFOs around the sun, one the size of Earth, they claim. Okay? And of course, you know, it's all pure speculation, but it makes sense that something's going on around the sun, and it even shows this one UFO, the one that's the size of Earth, shooting some sort of laser beam down by the side of the sun. And it's very strange, very odd, but not uncommon given what's going on. So I do believe it is really doing something to do with the sun, because even ETs and the UFOs have been circulating around the sun now for quite a number of years. This is not the only isolated case, but there's been many different videos from amateur astronomers showing UFOs circulating around the sun or in the sun or through the sun. I mean, this technology is so advanced that it's almost not comprehensible. But
what about the moon? We've certainly been getting a lot of action from the moon this month too.
Oh yes. Well, you know, as I wrote in my newsletter, this is going to be another interesting month, because we just had a very, very powerful total full moon lunar eclipse. Now this one is about endings. Now, what I find so interesting about this one, number one, it's poorly aspected. In other words, it's connecting to other bodies in the heavens, not in a very favorable way. It's connected to Pluto and Uranus, both of the transformers, okay? Mm-hmm. So in the next 6 months, or in the six-month period, we will continue to see major transformation. But that's not even the most important part, Maria. The most important part of this alignment, are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
I pulled up the United States birth chart, okay, for July 4th, 1776, and this eclipse is right on top of the United States Saturn. Now, Saturn represents government. Saturn represents large entities, and it is right on top of it. So what this is saying, exactly at 14 degrees of Libra, okay, right on top of the Saturn that's at 14 degrees Libra, I guarantee, okay, are you ready? I guarantee in 6 months this will not be the same country anymore. And it's either going to be our financial system that takes a major shift or change, or our government becomes more dissolved, or there's just some major event that takes place politically that dissolves our current government or restructures it in some way. Or it could even be the military intervention into our government. In other words, the good guys behind the scenes who are really controlling, you know, this administration and what's going on behind the scenes, will take a greater role in the government, in the country's direction.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be some major news, and I believe it's going to start in July. July, August, and September are such pivotal months for some dynamic changes.
Well, you know what,
detrimental.
You know what else is going to run from July to September? Operation Jade Helm.
Well, it's no mistake that they coincided this with July. When I saw the July date, I said, oh my God, this is all astrology. And you know, you and I both know that they follow astrology religiously. This is the only thing that the powers that used to be, I'm going to say, for sure. And in July, on the 25th, Venus slows down and goes retrograde. And Venus represents money and partnerships. So they're gearing up for something, some major event, some major situation that's going to take place where there, A, there may be unrest of some kind, and then there's also been speculation that the military is using this as a cover to start taking out or arresting some of the cabal leaders and bankers. I don't know. You know, I don't know what exactly is going to take place, but all I could sense is the energy shifting once again in July, August, and September. And so this eclipse that we just had this month is a major indicator for that, especially since it falls right on the country's Saturn, which is how the country is seen in the world, its government, and its leaders. So you're going to see some major things going on this summer.
Right.
So let's just stay tuned and see where it goes.
Right. Well, I think this Operation Jade Helm, I think it's more than just a drill, because I've been reading a lot of different sites online, especially about the enmity between Russia and the United States. And supposedly Russia was getting ready to retaliate on a plan we had to use some mini nukes on them over the Ukraine situation, and they wanted us to get hit, but the pilot said no, wouldn't do it. Kind of reminiscence of what happened many years ago when one Russian with a brain on a submarine stopped World War III, a nuclear annihilation. So I'm wondering whether or not they're expecting some kind of fallout from Russia, since we're now giving, you know, heavy-duty military aid to the Ukraine, regardless of what Russia says. So I guess it's going to be an interesting summer.
Absolutely. Maria, my phone system here up here has been, the internet service has been very erratic up in here, and I just, it's going in and out. So I didn't quite catch all of what you just said.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, I just said that.
Well,
you sound great. I just said that there's a shot that Russia might be planning something for the Southwest this summer, and maybe that's what this is about.
And it's very possible. Very possible. But I think it's not going to be what we think it is. In other words, I don't think it's going to be a war. I think it's going to be a financial situation. And I've been saying that now for a couple of years. I think there's a restructuring going on. And Russia, you know, is trying to hold on to their power in Europe and with China. I mean, look at all the evidence of this AIIB bank and all these countries that basically just jumped on board almost immediately.
Right.
You know, France, Italy, Germany. I mean, they're all jumped on board within a blink of an eye. So it's like they're gearing up for a collapse or a restructure of the United States and the way it does business. And so I don't think there's going to be a third world war. I don't think there's going to be that kind of devastation. And I say that because I don't think the extended family members in space will not allow it. And so I think it's going to be more economic and a transition of some sort. And maybe we'll get lucky and it'll just be a smooth transition where they actually announce to the rest of the world a new banking currency backed by gold, or that there's going to be a major shift and this is how it's going to work now, that the government will start printing its own money. Did you hear that story about Iceland printing its own money?
No, I didn't.
Okay, it just came out a day or two ago. I believe I posted it on my Facebook. It basically says Iceland just started printing its own money from its own central bank, so it doesn't owe anyone anything. And so this is a major, major blow to the Rothschild-controlled banking system. And so I think we're going to see other countries starting to follow suit.
Right.
And
if you look at this deal with Iran that seven nations have joined on with, and yet Congress thinks they have a vote in it, but Iran is another holdout for the central bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're smart because they're the only ones that haven't played ball with the Rothschilds, and this is why they've been isolated. I think they know what's going on. I think Russia and China are giving them reassurance that everything's going to be fine, you know. And so they're just playing ball. Again, there's a major battle going on behind the scenes between the good guys and the not-so-good guys. And even within these secret organizations and controlling families. there is a strong battle. You know, wake up humanity or don't wake up humanity. You know, change the system and make it better for humanity, and we're going to see who wins. I mean, it's basically free will right now. If you, if the rest of the population begins to continue to wake up and realize, you know, we are these spirit beings having an experience, and that we need more out of life than just going to work and earning an income, you know, that's going to be part of the equation as well. And that's what this frequency is all about. It's about awakening us inside. And so we just, you know, nothing is written in stone here. It's all free will. So it depends on which direction the general population of the planet will start moving. And so only time will tell. But, you know, all I could do is, and others like us, inform the public of the time frame. And so this is what I see coming. Major change in July, August, and September, being such pivotal months. And so this month is setting the stage again with that lunar eclipse to, for us to let go of what doesn't work for us anymore, ideas, concepts, people, partnerships, whatever it is. It's about letting go, transforming, and starting new ones.
Right.
And so that's what I wrote in the newsletter, you know?
Right. Now, I know yesterday the sun conjuncted Uranus in Aries. What does that mean?
That means that, that we might have had some sort of revelation or awareness or idea of what we need to do, some sort of dream or vision. You know, I could only speak for myself, but I've had sort of visions of what direction career-wise I need to take, the next move. So there's a focus on creativity and also the future when Uranus is involved. And so I'm sure, you know, you've been thinking about it, and your listeners as well, about the future and where we're going and all of that. And so that's what that means. And it sometimes could bring on inspiration and, you know, psychic ability that's beyond the norm. In other words, we're being able to see through the veil of reality into other realms of consciousness. And so, you know, just listen to the intuition, I say, and see what comes up.
Right.
See what you sense, what you see.
Right.
Very important
now
at this time.
Especially. Right. Well, that's the problem, is most people discount their intuition. No matter how many times I tell them, that should be like the first thing you go with. Tomorrow, Jupiter goes direct in Leo. How does that affect us?
Well, that adds more creativity to our lives, and it also adds more playfulness. Jupiter in Leo is a very creative alignment. And so we hunger for more fun. We hunger for more creativity. Romance, our thoughts of romance increase when Jupiter's in Leo, you know, because that involves fun as well. Being around children or being around people that are childlike is also a big benefit when Jupiter is in Leo. Now, Jupiter in Leo will continue to go direct all the way until looks like August or September. Let me check my little book here. But this should help us feel a little bit better, you know, and inspire us, especially if you have something very strong in your chart in Leo, to be more creative, you know, to be more playful, to take more of a role in our futures. So this is actually a very good alignment, to finally, that Jupiter's waking up. And, of course, on August 11th, Jupiter enters the nervous Nelly analytical sign of Virgo. And so I would suggest to people, as this Jupiter goes direct, to please start exercising, please start taking better care of yourself, because when it goes, Jupiter goes into Virgo, you know, there's a tendency for illness or sickness or not feeling well or, you know, becoming more of a hypochondriac. So please take care of yourself now. When that Jupiter in Virgo comes in, your body will be more adjusted to it.
Right.
Make sense?
Well, you know, I was looking at your newsletter, and it just seems like, maybe it's me, but I was like, wow, there just seems to be so much more going on astrologically in April, all squeezed into 1 month. You know, like all these new moons, the blood moon, the eclipses, you know, all these planets moving, and I'm like, what is going on?
Well, we're still in the grips of the last Uranus-Pluto square because those two planets move very slowly. You see, so this entire month, we're still feeling that lingering energy of transformation. And then, of course, the moon triggering all of these points. So the astrology of the month, of this month in particular, and we have two planets in Taurus, which is helping to stabilize. And so it's a feeling of transition. It's a month that feels like it's transitioning from one thing to another. And since we have a couple of planets in Aries, which is the self, we are thinking more about ourselves and our future. And so this month is really, I would say, nothing too exciting, but just everything is happening on a personal level or inside.
Mm.
And so as we go to the end of the month, when planets start, like the sun goes into Taurus and then Mercury goes into Taurus, our focus definitely leans more towards practicality, materialism, money, enjoying ourselves more through food. There's a sense of being grounded, okay? But again, May is also a month where the financial picture and things in the financial world will also be very important. Now, let me get back to Jupiter and Leo a second, Maria, because Jupiter and Leo represents gold and precious metals.
Uh-huh.
So we may get some news about the metal market or silver, and maybe it'll start going up. As we know, these precious metals are being manipulated. They're being artificially kept down so that the dollar can be propped up.
Mm-hmm.
And so look for news having to do with gold and silver in the next couple of months as well. So this is not a major eventful month, but then again, you know, with this crazy energy, anything's possible right now.
All right.
You know, I'm not going to discount anything, you know.
No, we can't. We can't afford to, that's for sure. But, you know, I will tell you this, the more the year goes on, the more correct your astrology proves to be. I mean, last month turned out to be pretty wild.
Well, yeah, and thank you for that. I mean, if anyone decides to pick up an astrology book or understand the cycles, you could absolutely see these trends, because that's what I say. Astrology is just understanding the movement of the heavens and how they affect us. You know, it's all cyclical. And so last month, you saw this information coming out, this crazy stuff that was going on, and it was going to be a weird month, just as predicted, in every way, you know, from riots in Germany to commanders being arrested for not using nuclear weapons. I mean, you name it, we had it going on.
Right.
And so that's the kind of energy we have, because there were two eclipses in the next 6 months ahead. So it's a major wild card, the next 6 months ahead, because of these eclipses. We're sandwiched in between two eclipses on either side, the one in March and April, and then again, and the two in September. So, you know, it's totally unpredictable because Uranus is involved. Totally unpredictable. Anything could happen, any revelation, awareness, insights, major developments or changes. It's just that kind of change that's in the works.
Mm.
And so these are six of the most important months ahead that we're going to see in this country and around the world. Mm. It'll obviously affect other nations as well.
Right. I often wonder if you should ever take a look at the astrology for the Middle East.
Well, you know, I do from time to time, but I don't see that as important. Because it's all artificially being created. The havoc in the Middle East is all artificially being created because it goes hand in hand with energy and oil. And the more chaos they cause in that region and the more instability they cause in that region, it's almost the energy almost permeates the rest of the globe into a fear. We have to control the energy. We have to control the humanity. Let's permeate this fear throughout the world. Because then they rely on us. They rely on us, you see? And the upside to all of that chaos in the Middle East is that these people in the Middle East really do need to get into the 21st, at least the 20th century, okay, with their religious beliefs and the way they treat humanity and other human beings. And so I see this as a positive in the long run where, yes, there's a lot of destruction and chaos there, but in the long term, with technology bringing the younger generations into greater awareness of what's going on in the world, how the system is being controlled, and most importantly, how they could awaken and start realizing that their religious beliefs and their ideology is not conducive to the future. You know,
right.
you cannot keep enslaving women and doing all the stupid things that they have with, you know, with some of these laws that they create.
Well, so, you see the same thing happening here in the United States. It looks like the hot button topic on social media for the past 3 weeks has been all these religious fanatics, you know, bigots that don't want to bake cakes for gay weddings, pizza parlors that don't want to serve gay people. You know, the candidates running for office all pretty much running the Republican Party on a religious platform. Mm-hmm. And I look at it as their last gasp. It's like they know they're losing. 23% of Americans have left organized religion. A lot of people mm-hmm. now, even atheists, finally got rights. Atheists finally got rights in Madison, Wisconsin this week. So, you know, I'm looking at the pushing religion down everybody's throats in this country through the law. So to me, I just look at it as maybe this is like their last hurrah, and they figure they'll give it all they got.
And that's what they're exactly doing, Maria. I've noticed your posts on Facebook, and you're absolutely right. When we're not sure where we're going as a society or even as human beings, we tend to hold on to beliefs. And religion, unfortunately, is one of them. And as I've predicted and many others have predicted, religion will all go bye-bye in the near future, okay? The sooner the better, in my view. But, you know, 20 years from now, 25 years from now, we will not be embracing any religions, okay? Because we cannot. There's no way we could go into space travel and interact with other beings from other worlds and interdimensionally with this idea of these silly religions that are all basically astrotheology, you know, understanding the movements and understanding our connection to the heavens, and have these you know, worshiping prophets and reading books that, you know, we're living our lives by.
Right.
And so it's natural for the conservatives and the right to hold on to those beliefs because it's so ingrained in them. You know,
well, it's power. It's power. Okay. It also gives them power for their twisted agenda.
Well, exactly. It absolutely does. But, you know, with information coming out the way it is, with technology, with science basically saying, look, guys, this is how the world works. You know, I've read and I've listened to quite a few videos where people in the military have interacted with ETs and humanoids just like us. And the humanoids would ask them, you know, what is your belief in the world? And, of course, I remember one guy saying, well, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. You know, and this poor ET, you know, is looking at him going, you know, okay, that's your choice, but, you know, there's a bigger picture here, you know. My point being is that we're holding on to beliefs because we have so much fear of what the future holds. And so that's what the religious right does in this country, in order to control the masses and keep them calm and keep them, you know, from going off the deep end. They have to have this belief in whatever it is, religion and so on. But, of course, that's going to collapse too. It's all going to fall apart. Mm. And so, you know, it could be done in a very peaceful way. Or right. It could be done in a very destructive way.
Well, you know, Napoleon, how many centuries ago was Napoleon? He said religion was invented to keep the poor from murdering the rich.
Well, I've heard that, and I totally believe that, because when you study history, you realize that it was the rich and sort of the bloodlines that have been controlling this planet who've created religion. We absolutely have created religion to keep the masses under control, mm-hmm. okay? If you study any history or where religion originated from, you absolutely see this as truth, okay? No matter what religion it is, it's control the masses to keep them calm, keep them occupied, show them that there's a, you know, something to worship, show them that there's a path, but never show them what, you know, what the truth really is.
Right.
Because then you lose power and control.
Exactly. Well, you know, right in the middle of the word beliefs is the word lie. So, you know, it's something people need to really think about, you know, and I love when people throw these scriptures, you know, cherry pick scriptures out there to suppress everybody's rights. And I like to, you know, once in a while, I will take the time to slap them down using their own religious book, which I've actually read, which I don't think most of the people that claim to be Christians have ever bothered to read the Bible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always look at it from time to time. I've not read the entire thing because I get frustrated because all I keep hearing is story after story after story. But more importantly, for me, knowing where the Bible came from, where the Old Testament came from, where most of these religions came from, I just can't put any credibility into this book, you know, because it's basically a watered-down version of some of the other cultures and their religious beliefs. And some, you know, priest somewhere with the Roman emperors of the day decided, okay, let's put this book together, and this is going to be the official book of the world and the empire, and this is it. Okay, so you're going to listen to what we have to say because we know better. And I just find it very difficult to believe, you know, this one particular book, or even the Old Testament for that matter, because it all stems back to the Egyptian culture.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, I'm going to get right to the source. I'm going to study the religion of the Egyptians and the Sumerians and some of these older cultures because that's where it all originated from.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. I think it was John Adams when he was sworn in. He insisted on being sworn in on the Constitution, not the Bible. And I believe that's the way it should be. They're there to uphold the laws of this country, not the religion of a few. And believe me, the Christianity is a few in this country, even though they seem to get all the airplay.
Right, of course. Well, you know, I've said this often. Any organization or entity that develops power or creates power for itself wants more power. And so whether we're talking government, religious institution, corporations, it doesn't matter. It's a natural way of evolving on this planet. So in this way, even a germ or a disease, you know, spreads. And it's the same concept. But doesn't surprise me one bit that they're going to continue to hold on to these silly religious notions and ideas. Like, what did we have? We had Easter a couple of days ago, and everyone kept posting about Happy Easter. And I put down Happy Ishtar, Happy Bunny Day, you know, because when you look at the origins of these holidays, Maria, and I know you and your listeners know this, they're all astrology. They're all astrotheology. You know, Easter is when the sun begins to rise above the equator. Easter, the East, in the East, you know.
Well, and a lot of it based on folklore, based on ancient mythology, pagan practices, I mean, on and on. Listen, people can do whatever they want. That's my thought, as long as they don't push it down anybody else's throat, because I find that offensive. Right. And it has no place in the law of the land, okay, unless we're, you know, any rock and we're pushing for Sharia law. Last time I looked, this country was founded pretty much by guys who were as close to atheists as you could possibly get. I strongly recommend, and for my listening audience, if you're new to the show, look and in the archives for What You Don't Know About Religion But Should. What an interview. What a book. It's not a ragging on religion book, Joe. It's facts and figures on every religion and what their scientific knowledge is, what their IQ is, what their earning power is. And basically what he proves is religion dumbs down the masses.
Sure.
And you can't argue with facts and figures.
What was that again? The interview?
What You Don't Know About Religion But Should.
But Should. Okay, I'll look it up. Yeah. It's on your site?
Yeah, I don't remember the author's name. Oh, yeah. I don't remember the author's name offhand, but he is a... what can we call him? A recovered Mormon. So it's very interesting. Okay. He doesn't just take on the Mormons. I mean, he really's got facts, figures, charts. It was an eye-opener. And you realize how much religion controls even the intellect level of people. And how, you know, most religions will discount science. They're very scientifically ignorant. because, you know, everything mm-hmm. is God this, God that. Anyway, Joe, let's take a short break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk more about April's astrology. Since it's springtime, everybody wants to have some good news. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars, roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Leah's in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Okay, welcome back to Stars Are Us with myself and my excellent co-host, Joseph Anthony. So, Joe, what else is going on in April? What else do we need to know when to zig or when to zag?
Well, this month, basically what's going to start happening is the mind chatter and conversations are going to start increasing towards the middle of April. I mean, we're already on the 7th today, but on the 11th, Venus, which is all about partnerships, enters lighthearted Gemini, so it increases our desire to socialize and interact and be more talkative and thinking more and communicating more. And so this is going to add another element of wanting to connect with people. So there's a desire to increase more conversations and so on. And, of course, on the 14th, we also have Mercury going into Taurus, which is being more practical, so urging us to be more realistic, spending more time with things of the known, simple pleasures in life, stuff like that. So it's not an overly complicated alignment. Fortunately, that only goes by very quickly, just 3 weeks, where Mercury stays in one sign. On the 16th, obviously, we have Pluto turning. Now, this is very interesting because Pluto is going to be going retrograde in Capricorn again. And guess what? It doesn't go forward until, are you ready for this? September 26th, the day before another powerful lunar eclipse.
Huh.
So, Marie, this is another indicator that with Pluto going in Capricorn going retrograde, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes within government and power structures that we may not hear about, that there may be some major changes taking place. And this is all within the next 6 months, just as indicated by the astrology.
Mm.
And so there could be some major news in September because there's a lot of stuff going on in September that's being highlighted here. But this Pluto in Capricorn is going to force us to really look at our politics, our leaders, even our religions for that matter. Again, take a deep, long, hard look at these people that are controlling humanity, and that's what that's going to do. And let's see, on the 18th, we have a new moon in Take Charge Aries. Now, a new moon in Aries is usually more empowering, and it inspires us to push beyond current barriers. And so this new moon will inspire more of us to move forward and go and do and travel and so on and so forth. And so we're much more active around the 20th and a few weeks after that. And so, let's see what happens. There could be some more military issues coming up with that new moon because the military is associated with Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And so there may be some more talk about intervention and skirmishes and moving troops around the world and silliness like that. And so we'll just have to see what happens. But for the most part, like I said, this is not an overly exciting month astrologically, but it is another month for change. May and June will be more powerful because the new moons and full moons start to activate the eclipses that we just went through. In other words, each moon month after month following the eclipses usually activates more energy. And so in the second month and the third month, the energy gets activated much more. And so what we've got here is a month filled with more behind-the-scenes stuff going on, more inside work for us as individuals, you know, just kind of feeling this energy, moving through it, very sluggish. But again, a way to push beyond it is to do physical activity, to keep your mind occupied and realize who you are. You know, and I've said this before, I love watching the animal videos on YouTube or the little children that could sing like adults. Mm. Or, you know, anything that's playful, or it reminds you of the purity of spirit, mm-hmm. you see? And so that would be my advice, to stay away from the fear and the worry and the doom and all that other nonsense, because it's just a transformation. It's just a transformational experience. So that's what I see this month, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, it's springtime. Everybody should be getting a little happier. You know, clean up your space, get out, start your gardens. You know, do things that make you happy.
Absolutely. I think if I may throw in, everyone, as soon as you see the chemtrails outside, imagine them not being there. Okay?
All right.
Send some positive, loving thoughts that no more chemtrails exist. They will be gone, and our blue skies will be before us all the time. You know, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Very important, you know. Mm-hmm. And I do that right after I get pissed off.
Right. Visualize world peace.
Right, exactly.
I understand.
Or at least no chemtrails. But also, we have another, I forgot to mention, Maria, we have a very positive alignment on April 22nd when Venus sextiles, which is very favorable to Jupiter. This is another really good a couple of days where we feel more inspired. We feel happy. We feel like connecting. We feel like being more creative. Mm-hmm. So I would say take advantage of that as soon as we get that opportunity. To move forward or to do something different or to go someplace different. This could be a really nice couple of days from like 4:20 to like 4:25. Mm-hmm. So let's see, you know, how that moves, how that movement works for us.
All sounds good. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at everybody's monthly horoscopes by sign.
Sure. Absolutely. And if anyone misses all this, you know, obviously you go to my website, planetswithin.com, and it's on the front page, right in the middle. You click on the banner, it says monthly horoscope and newsletter, and it's right there. If you want to join up for free, you're more than welcome to on my website. Okay, let's get started. Aries, this is your month. What can I say? You've got the sun going through your sign, and you've got Mercury going through your sign. So you're feeling a little bit more inspired, a little bit more upbeat. And there's a higher level of awareness or happiness that, you know, surrounds us. Anytime the sun is in our sign, it's always more favorable. We feel more fortunate. We feel more lucky. And on the 8th, when Jupiter wakes up in your fifth house of love and romance, you're definitely going to be more creative and with a desire to be around loved ones and ones that are close to you or even children. This is much more inspiring for you. Obviously, the lunar eclipse really took hold of your seventh house and personal relationships. So over the next 6 months, you will see some changes having to do with your personal relationships one way or another. I'm not saying they're bad or good, but there is definitely this indication of change in the relationships. The other thing is career. With Pluto going retrograde in your career, this is a time for you to basically sharpen up your skills and to really, really focus on where you want to go next. And so don't get frustrated if things aren't moving fast enough. Fortunately, the new moon on the 18th will absolutely inspire you even more to take charge of your life. So by all means, focus on that. Taurus, the cosmic light continues to shine on your subconscious. That's because the sun and Mercury are going through your 12th house of spirituality. So it may be a time this month to lay low a little bit, at least until the middle of the month, around the 20th, when things start moving into Taurus, and now you become more empowered. There's a strong focus on your work these days and taking better care of your health. This is all very much your focus. So by all means, take charge. Go in the direction that you feel like you have to. And listen to that little voice, because it's very powerful right now. The intuition, the subconscious, the sensing what the changes are is extremely powerful. And there may also be a strong desire to move or make more money. Something along those lines are absolutely highlighting you this month. Gemini, your focus continues to be on the future. as the sun continues to travel through your 11th house. And so this is about connecting with friends. This is about hopes and wishes. This is about all kinds of organizations that you may be affiliated with. So by all means, continue to focus on that. Last month, the solar eclipse highlighted your career house. So over the next 6 months, many Geminis will find new career directions, change in their career, more opportunities to become more spiritual. And that's what this month indicates for you guys. So pay attention, because it's also a visionary month for you Geminis. And so you'll have to really focus on what it is you want or where it is that you're going. And so the new moon on the 18th will absolutely inspire you even more to join a group or an organization or become friends with some new people. Cancer, your attention continues to be on career matters and also relationships. So, you know, with these planets aligning the way they are going through Aries, this affects your career house. So some of you may become more impatient, some of you become restless, or you may be even overwhelmed at work. You know, so much going on that you don't have time to slow down. And so this will give you a chance, the second half of the month at least, to slow down and become more creative, become more romantic in a sense. The cosmic lovers are going through Taurus right now, indicating opportunities to make new friends, new organizations. If there's a desire to switch jobs or scenery, this is an absolute critical month for that. But the new moon on the 18th absolutely highlights your career. And so I want you to focus on new opportunities that are coming your way, which could be very beneficial in the long run. But they do carry a little stress with them because of the alignments being not so favorable to your sign. In other words, a square, which is 90 degrees away. Mm. So you may have some adjustments to do. But fortunately, Jupiter and Leo in your second house of income will help you out. So the resources that you need will show up when you need them. Mm. Leo, what can I say? You got the sun going through Aries, which is favorable for you. You're a fire sign, so is Aries. And so this is a very inspiring month for you, especially when Jupiter wakes up on the 8th. So there's a desire to reinvent yourself. There's a desire to move forward. You're breaking out of your routine. You want to advance your knowledge and wisdom. And so this is a great month to move forward in those directions. So if there's anything that you've always thought about, a way of expressing yourself, creativity and writing, urging you to travel, Jupiter and Leo, you know, moving forward is about traveling as well. So there could be a strong desire to travel and wanting to move forward. And so this is all being indicated as well this month. So it's a great month to sort of take charge. The second half of the month when planets start going into Taurus, this now your focus shifts to career and making money, which for most Leos comes natural, right? You know, money and resources.
Right.
And so focus more on what it is you want to do and accomplish this month with the luck of Jupiter behind you. It's very beneficial.
I find that Leos tend to be really good at money and business, but really bad at personal or interpersonal relationships. Is that like typical to the sign?
They can be, only because at times, you know, their pride gets in the way. In other words, I'm good at this, and people admire me and respect me, so I'm just going to keep doing my own thing. If you look at the symbol of the lion, okay, let's see, an African lion, a male lion, for instance.
Uh-huh.
It has its pride and all these female lions and the children, but it always isolates itself, you know, to guard the perimeter, to protect. And so the Leo energy is about protection. It's about protecting what they build. So they become isolated. Does that make sense, Maria?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so the Leo energy is sometimes isolative, or they need to go into their little man cave. If you're a female, there's a nurturing side to you. You love to nurture your children. You love the females in your life. You love to just be close to the ones you love, you see? But the males, they can be the same way, but they have this need for independence a little bit more than the female Leos.
Mm-hmm.
So they're about building and structure, but they're also about protecting what they build.
Uh-huh.
So whether that's money, home, whatever it is, businesses. And yes, Leos are very good at creating income for themselves and doing, because they have sort of this confidence that I could do it, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to see it through, and I'm going to make it happen,
mm-hmm.
You see? And that's the benefit of having a fire sign who's very creative. which Leo is. Right. Leo energy is. And by the way, we have all of these things in our charts. It really depends on where it falls and which house it's being affected.
Right.
You see? And so depending on, its alignment into your chart, you know, how it's affecting the sun and so on, you could have Leo energy and not even be a Leo.
Right, exactly. Well, that's a reason why people should have their personal charts done. Because everybody's is so specifically individual.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I'd have done it when I was like a teenager. Boy, it would have been real helpful. Anyway, let me continue here. Let's see, where are we up to?
Virgo.
Okay, Virgo, what can I say? There is a lot of changes going on for you guys, and a lot of them are behind the scenes, okay, psychological, changes in work, changes in residence. This is all being being highlighted for Virgos. Now, the good news is when Jupiter enters your sign on August 11th, you're in a take charge type of year. Okay, so there's no stopping you. The only thing I suggest is do not amplify negativity, fear, and worry when Jupiter is in Virgo. Okay, because Jupiter just amplifies the energy that's already there. And so you guys, this month, it's all about change in your foundation, your home, your feelings, your family. This is all being highlighted this month. And so many of my Virgo clients are moving or are more focused on their children. So this month, with the new moon on the 18th, it's a new residence, it's a new feeling, it's a new sense of self, it's a new indication of your foundation, you know, how stable do you want that foundation? So over the next 6 months or so, you will see major changes continue in your home life, in your family life, places of residence. So you'll see these dynamic changes, especially as we get closer to September, where the solar eclipse is going to be in your sign on the 12th. And so this is going to be a chance for you to reinvent yourself. So you're taking each month as we go up to September, you're taking one step closer to reinventing yourself. And so this is the first step, actually the second step, because last month was the first step with the solar eclipse in Pisces, your opposite sign. Libra, okay, this is a great month for Libras and partnerships because Aries is the opposite sign of Libra, and, you know, it favors relationships. So you guys are feeling much more social, much more romantic. You're drawing a lot more attention to yourselves and will continue throughout this entire month. And so partnerships, being around social outings, family members, you just need people around you this month. And this is a very good time for you guys to move forward. The eclipse on the 4th is absolutely changing your identity, your persona, the way you see yourself, and how others see you. So over the next 6 months, you will change your appearance, your hairstyle, clothes, whatever it is. Something about your personality will absolutely change by the end of this year. So you're one step closer to change, and it may involve friendships this month. Scorpio, what can I say? You're motivated this month basically about health and taking care of yourself, improving your work. This is all being highlighted. You know, the new moon on the 18th is absolutely going to continue to highlight your career and taking better care of yourself. So by all means, focus on that. You know, on the 11th, you got Venus going into Gemini, which is all you're going to be focusing on your partnerships, your shared resources, your transformation. Maybe you just started dating somebody new and there's a sexual chemistry there. This is all being highlighted as well this month. By all means, the second half of the month, very favorable for partnerships of all kinds because the sun goes into Taurus, your opposite sign. Sagittarius, here we go, Maria.
Yeah.
Sagittarius. More creativity and fun this month. Okay? Well, this is another favorable alignment for Sagittarians, just as it is Leo, because it's another fire sign. So Aries is going through the fifth house of speculation and playfulness, which will increase the desire to be more excited and play and go out and explore and so on and so forth. So for Sagittarians, I say get out there and go. Because, it's just more fun and it makes life more exciting. And so what you've got going on right now, this month, is the changes in the work environment and the health. And what I mean by that is maybe changing eating habits, maybe starting a new exercise program or changing up your exercise program. This is also being focused this month. Even resting and relaxing the second half of the month when planets start going into Taurus, that is more favorable. Enjoying yourself more with, you know, lavish dinners and going out and just enjoying yourself. This is all being highlighted this month. But generally speaking, it's a fun-filled month. So you might have to get out there a little bit more, Maria.
Hey, I've been out there.
All right, let's go. Here we go, Capricorn, the second half of your reading. This is a very interesting month because for Capricorns, because the planets in Aries are focusing on the foundation, home life, feelings, work environments. These are areas that are being highlighted this month. So maybe there's a desire to remodel. There's a desire to brighten furniture. There's a desire to change colors in your home. These are all being indicated. Maybe there's some issues with family members. Maybe family members are getting married or divorced or going through some major changes. Does that make any sense, Maria?
Of course it does.
Okay, so this is all being highlighted this month for Capricorns.
Mm.
Dealing with authority figures and higher-ups is also possible this month. So pay attention to whoever that is. Maybe you work for a company and your boss above you is just giving you a hard time or something along those lines. I don't know. But there's definitely that. And it's a surprise month. So it's like anything can happen because you're one of the carnal signs that's experiencing a lot of these changes. And so the better time this month will be after the 20th when the sun goes through Taurus and it favors your love life and more creativity. I'm just going to run through these real quick, Maria.
Okay, sure.
Aquarius, overwhelming your mind. Try to stay away from that, even though it's going to be very hard for you. You're going to be very much a visionary this month. So pay attention to your intuition. Don't overload your circuits. And Pisces, what can I tell you? Opportunity to reinvent yourself. Last month's powerful eclipse is going to give you 6 months to reinvent yourself, your income, and everything else you want around you. Okay? There you have it, Maria.
Well, Joe, I got to thank you once again for that rapid-fire delivery. And I'm looking forward to a happy, fun-filled month. How about that?
There we go.
All right. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again soon. Joe Anthony, check his work out at planetswithin.com. If you've never had your chart done, believe me, it is extremely personal and individual because you can't just go by, you know, generalities. Actually, somebody saw my printout from Joe laying around in the house and read it for herself as if it was hers, said, "This is really cool." And I said, "That's not yours, that's mine. You have to get your own done on your own birthday." Anyway, tomorrow, David Icke comes back on the show. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. So thanks for supporting the show, and I'll see you guys then.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.